Good afternoon, planet Earth. It's Thursday, September the 21st, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. It's just around 12:30 p.m. It's lunchtime for you out there, you working class guy. Break open your lunchbox, grab yourself a fish taco, open up that Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or pop or soda. I don't give a fuck where you live. Indeed, it's Thursday. And I guess I have some good news for you. It looks like I'll be starting a job next week. It's kind of a mentoring role at a school. It is money. It's something I can do. I really can't tell you that I'm super duper excited or unexcited. Is it potentially going to work out okay? Who knows? Who knows? I mean, I don't know what I should tell you from the park, except to say that I consider myself lucky to be at the park and not in the streets someplace. First topic. So according to the Seattle city government, as of 2022, there were roughly 7,620 homeless people in Seattle. If you believe that, I got a Tacoma Narrows Bridge I can sell you, baby. I think a better estimate would probably be triple that number, closer to 21,000. But let's play pretend. Let's pretend there are only 7,620 homeless in Seattle. And let's play pretend that the cost of 100 square feet, I didn't say 20 square feet. I know there are motherfuckers that, Dan, a human could live in 20 square feet. I'm sure a human could. On its way to the metal box in the year 2507, where the last person is screaming, kill me. I know. You could probably stick a person in 20 square feet. But let's play pretend that 100 square feet per person is minimum. And let's play pretend that you can get 100 square feet in the year 2023, designed and built, that will cost you with basic amenities, heat, shared kitchen, shared showers, water, garbage. Let's just play pretend, okay, that you can get that for a relatively small amount. I think the estimate I came up with was, yeah, 500 per month. Let's play pretend. 500 bucks per month can get you 100 square feet per person, bed, water, electricity, internet access, toiletries, garbage, et al. That estimate could be twice too small. Like, it could be double that. But let's pretend it's 500 bucks per month, 6,000 per year. And let's keep playing pretend. Let's pretend that for 300 bucks a month, you can get a person enough food. Now, of course, if you've got a kitchen, if you can cook, even now with inflation, 300 is doable. But again, you know, it could be bigger, could be smaller. Let's assume 300 bucks per month, which over 12 months is 3,600. Let's pretend that that's how much you need to keep a person fed, you know, watered and housed for a year. 3,600 plus 6,000. So that's 9,600. And let's add in 2 grand for health costs. I don't know if everybody spends 2 grand a year. I doubt I spend 2 grand a year. But there are people who do, and let's just average it out, 2,000 bucks per person per year. That's dental, that's eye care, that's whatever. So let's assume that you could cheaply take care of one person per year for somewhere around $11,600. Honestly, that number could be twice as big. It really could be. It's hard to say. If there are 7,620 homeless in Seattle, the rough estimate number I came up with was roughly $88 million in change. $88,392,000. If the city of Seattle really believes there's only 7,620 homeless, which sounds like bullshit, but let's play pretend, for about $88 million, you could probably take care of them. You could get them off the streets, which means increasing revenue because business owners don't have to deal with poop. You don't have as many issues with crime because you're practicing triage. But let's be blunt, folks. The cost of housing someone in a jail is more expensive. It's not this cheap. The cost of housing somebody per year in a jail is probably twice as expensive as this. So if you think somehow it would be cheaper to toss all the homeless people in jail, you're wrong. In fact, the cheapest solution I've heard so far, I believe, comes from that shitty documentary, Seattle is Dying, from 2019. The cheapest solution would be, you know, the final solution, which is put them all on McNeil Island. Well, Dan, that's only 7,620. Well, au contraire, mon frere, I think that estimate's small. And I'd also say you're talking also Pierce County, all of Western Washington. I'm pretty certain that number goes up fast. And everybody wants to dump their homeless on McNeil Island, and nobody talks about how nobody really leaves there. That would be cheap. They'll call it Death Island. It's where you go to die. According to a basic search, the city of Seattle budget for, I think, 2023, laid out in 2022, for that yearly budget, and I could be wrong, is $7.4 billion. That's with a dollar. $7.4 billion. It seems crazy. It seems crazy. To run the city of Seattle, you need to have $7.4 billion every year. Who knows? It probably goes to a lot of pension funds. It probably goes to a lot of other sorts of gimmies and programs. I have no doubt that every Seattle worker is a necessary worker, right? Right? But let's assume that 7.4 is reasonable. It seems like you could come up with $100 million if you were a clever accountant to take care of a really good homeless program in Seattle. And once again, if your revenue is generated by businesses doing well, getting the homeless off the streets, practicing triage, focusing on families and stable individuals, and having a focus on what's called harm management versus just throwing everybody in jail, it seems like for about $100 million, you could clean up the streets. Now, of course, nowhere in that $100 million is included all the administrative costs. But folks, for $7.4 billion per fucking year, you should have a few people you could set aside to run a program like this. You should. And maybe it's not a program where you go out and build for the homeless. Maybe it's a program where you find homes for them. Where maybe you take some of those homes that Bain Capital and BlackRock and a whole bunch of major banks just sort of sit on and hold on to and never do one fucking thing with, because once again, this goes back to the issue of my house price. It keeps going up, and that's my right. You know, it's funny, 2008, 2009 created a sense of entitlement for every person that owns a home, that somehow the value of their home should keep going up and up and up and up and up. But I think a lot of folks don't understand a couple things, how communist that is, A, and B, that it has an externality. It has a consequence, and that's called homelessness. The banks, the last estimate I heard a few years ago is that the banks were holding on to at least two, if not three or four homes for every homeless person in the country. And these are homes they're holding on to and doing nothing with at all. Just holding on to them to keep the housing market pumped. The value of your home in Seattle would go up if you can take care of the homeless problem. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Well, Dan, I don't understand. Why are people homeless? Why can't they just, I don't know, be too big to fail?
That's right. There's plenty of commie money, lots of commie money for healthcare systems and scams, for all kinds of educational systems and scams. There's tons of funny money to keep the housing markets all inflated, but we can't come up with a little bit of the make-believe bullshit money to keep families off the streets, to keep people off the streets. And you know something? Most of them are not crazy or drug addicts or criminals. Most of them are probably people just like you who maybe they made a bad decision, maybe they didn't, but they ended up in the streets. But like Sodom, you know, in the Old Testament, places like Seattle, their hearts have turned to stone. And, you know, it's funny because you'll see these various programs currently, because this is going to change too, to get people to food banks, to get people access to food because of inflation and whatnot. But one of the things about homelessness, it's really hard to do two things. Eat cheaply, A, and B, to eat healthy. You can do it. It's not impossible. But if you're street homeless in Seattle, I mean, here at the park, you know, I can have an ice chest, and I could start a fire, and I could have a little gas grill. But if you're moving from street to street to street in Seattle, how exactly are you eating healthy? Maybe you're grabbing a sandwich. Maybe you're, well, they're fasting, Dan. You know what? I can fast too. Up to a point, though, because after that, it does become hunger, you know, and starvation. But you can breathe the air, Dan. There's calories in the air. Okay, sodomite. You see, that's what's funny about this issue. Unlike blowing up people in Syria to steal their oil, unlike fomenting conflict in the Ukraine to start World War III and maybe a nuclear war, unlike all of the wretched fucking shit our government does that has no excuses, no justification, is morally reprehensible, and most Americans want to just play pretend, helping homeless people, specifically homeless families, would have a huge benefit to our society. It would actually, in all likelihood, would actually increase the wealth of many people to include homeowners. But nobody wants to do it. We want to complain about it. We want to bitch and moan about it. We want to say, well, wouldn't it be cheaper to toss them in jail, which is wrong. And by the way, do you know what country on the planet has the most people in jail per capita? Research it, buddy. Home of the free, land of the brave. Sounds like a fucking joke at this point. Really, a fucking joke. And brothers and sisters, I'm an anarchist. I don't want to tax you. I don't want to steal your fucking money. But my simple point is, your money is already being stolen. It's being printed. It's being ripped off. And the people that tell you it's so necessary to blow people up in Syria, Dan, you know, for that oil. No, I mean to help people. It's so necessary to be doing what we're doing in the Ukraine, Dan. You know, yeah, nuclear war wouldn't be so great, but hey. We waste money on so many outlandishly stupid enterprises, but we can't afford, for example, for the city of Seattle, it can't afford to come up with $100 or $200 million maybe, to solve a problem that is harming the city, harming its soul, and ultimately impacting commerce that generates revenue. This is not a question of what's rational economically. This is an example of how fucking batshit crazy this country has become. And it's also why I don't think there's any going back. Because we can talk all we want to about intelligent approaches to homelessness, but nobody wants that. You can talk about harm reduction. You can talk about the reduction in crime. You can talk about the fact that you'll have less people pooping in the streets, but all people can think is that homeless person's getting away with something. That homeless person's on vacation. That homeless person is succeeding at taking advantage of me. It's a welfare queen, Dan, blah, blah, blah. Get the fuck over it. Put on your backpack. Go to Little Saigon. Go to Pike Place. Hang out there for 3 or 4 weeks. Go to the jungle, wherever it is now in Seattle, because it gets moved around. Go there. Hang out. No camera, no cop, no friend. And tell me how you think these people are having it so fucking easy. And then think on the fact that there are children, kids, who are attending schools who go between that and school. They get made fun of. They get ridiculed. And then, you know, ultimately, yeah. You've got more homeless people. You have people in the system. But let's go drop a bomb on Syria. For homelessness. And, I, you know, it's one of those things where I don't believe it's going to be solved. I think it's going to get a lot worse. I doubt the number is 7,620. I bet it's 3 times that number. And it's probably going to be 5 times that number in a very short period of time. And if people believe that the best solution is just to toss people into the streets at this point, instead of turning their focus onto a broken banking system and a broken corporate state, and the fact that, yeah, there isn't a lot of freedom. For all the fucking freedom talk, for all the discussion of liberty, this country's become more or less a police state. No discussion of that. Let's just give Zelensky some more bombs. That's gonna help, really. Anywho, I beat a dead horse. You can come to your own conclusions on this. If you want to ridicule homeless people and call them lazy and stupid, I don't fucking care. When I hear people say that, I'm looking at a person who probably doesn't understand their future and doesn't understand how much of a commie, communist, Stalinist apparatus enables their little housing pyramid paradise. I marvel at it. I mock it, and yes, I await the day that, in reality, the true value of their home will match their IQ. Who knows what's next, right? Who knows what's next, what's going to change, where we'll be at the end of 2023, who knows? I desire an optimistic landing pad for my broken and dark soul. But what I'll find are the Kivas rats and the old guard standing by the wall, letting in those chosen few who can submit to the power of the world. The old drogies sit at the table, eating their sausage McHoodles and discussing how many Viet Cong they killed so many decades ago. Stig warriors talking colonoscopy and tumors and bronchitis and weird scars that no one can focus on for long. No one focuses on it that long. Metal tubes and plastic tubes and probes, objects of variable length. They go to the doctor's office. They have them stuck up their butt. Who's getting paid to take care of the bodies? Who's getting paid to take care of the bodies? Nobody knows. Where are they being taken? Taken to the transfer center? Transferred to solid waste? Taken to the home base? Somewhere in King County, Taco Bell helps you out. When the old coot dies and the land is dead and the water is turned to blood, who knows? Who cares? I can take my corn scars and slather on the fungo oils and carry myself about like some slab time king, not looking for the freeway or the hangman's scaffold. I take my time crossing the byway, unconcerned and irrelevant to the movement of traffic. If I fall, I hope a kind coyote feeds on my flesh and then leaves something behind as a smelly, greasy, greasy, slimy marker. It'll say on the marker, here lay a dead hobo. No one remembers, no one cares. Everyone on the run, all refugees in a strange land of madness. That's what it says as the epitaph. You took notice, Hindo Boog. When I stared into the abyss and saw my reflection in you, you tracked my actions and kept a journal. And there were too many entries, and your pencil got dull. Yes, indeed. You took notice when the air became metallic and the water smelled of aviation fuel and copper. In this, there was a queer acceptance. If only the gray welcoming of those street crabs that can't be stopped, only shunned. Oh, shit. Sorry about that one, baby. Stleeg. Stleeg, the street hero. Stleeg was muttering at the edge of the Clallam Transit Center, talking to his demon master, exchanging ancient signals, indecipherable to normies, messages sent to him only to Hindo Boog. Corngoal is arguing his cases on the bus, on the 50 bus from Port Angeles, you know, not Port, from Squim out to the park. He's laying out arguments appealing to the Supreme Justice. Fuckers, fucking casino, they took it, it's gone. Frickin' Corngoal. And it's, you know, Hamlin tourists depart the ship from Boontown to Krusky. All the Skane cats change names and await the final banishment. And once again, you know, who knows? Glazed bear spice and tryouts for the stripper bar off of Carlsdale Drive. Hank has his pick of special toys to use and then sends the rump to the toaster, where they can shake their bags and watch the greasy fishermen whack off. I checked my baggage with Fritz at the Ritz and built a temple of disgrace outside the chapel. The corporal beat his drum and the five cohorts brought up the rear as the dynasty of lost street people marched on to Scompton and Grinkentown and old Hellbridge Avenue. No amount of fury stopped it. No amount of bullets stopped it. All of the tear gas, it went to waste. Nothing can stop them now. It is the human waste. It flows your direction. Someplace nice, right, where your house is worth 1.5 mil. And we don't know. No one does. Yeah, I don't know, folks. Some of you may be pissed off at me with that rant about homelessness, but I gotta say, a lot of homeowners are very confused about why their home has value. They think it's because they put up the new fence or they installed new faucets, and this is not actually true. It's because the Federal Reserve printed money. It's because of Fannie and Freddie. It's because of a lot of commie bullshit around mortgages. And it's great. Well, Dan, you could participate too. You know, a lot of people could participate, and the problem would simply get fucking worse. And you might, well, Dan, you could live on 20. I could live on 20 square feet for maybe a month or two. I lived in a wall once. I could probably manage 40 square feet. I'm pretty certain that wall at that bookstore was probably about 2 feet across, 20 feet long. Yeah, I had roughly 40 square feet. I've done it. Have you? What do you think is coming? What do you think happens next? Do you think everybody without a home works at Home Depot and lives in a pod that's 20 square feet in size? If you believe that's coming next, I got a bridge to sell you, you know, near Tacoma. I'll keep it cheap. Only $88 million. Yeah. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, I think that's great. I appreciate you listening. You can donate if you want to. You don't have to currently. I feel like the quality of the podcast has gone down because I'm kind of in a tough spot, as many people are. I'm hopeful that maybe I'll figure out a way out of this. The job will help, but I don't think I can make living in the park long-term a solution. It's just not something I think I can do. I think I can do it for a month or two, and then I think basically I get to a point where I just kind of give up. And I'm telling you this because I know it could be worse. I know I've seen it worse. I have enough of a memory of catching the bus down by Pike Place, you know, down by one of the spots where a lot of homeless people exist, in the street, okay? Not in the park. This is nice, folks. This is nice compared to what you would find in the streets. But in the streets, and it's a hard life. And it's a miserable life. And people are at odds with each other, as street people, for very finite resources. And then you have people who walk around and all they can think is, I wish all these people were dead. In a lot of cases. Or put them on a fucking island. Or, hey, put them in jail. I will shock you. We would go broke trying to put all the homeless in this country in jail. There would be no money left. You would end up having to pay a lot more in taxes, and the outcomes would be terrible. And then you would be left with, well, maybe we should apply capital punishment to hobos. You think it can't happen? Maybe. But I saw that documentary, Seattle is Dying, and how gleefully they talked about taking McNeil Island and tossing homeless people out there so they can all get tumor fish. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that big a fucking stretch to go from that to just kill them. And that's where I think we're headed. Do I think society will stay together long enough so we get there? I kind of hope it doesn't. Because I'd like to avoid a situation where people who are homeless are executed. But it's clear to me that the people of Seattle, a quote-unquote liberal city, don't want to do anything about it. And if they don't want to do anything about it, I don't see who's going to. You know, if you're going to have a neo-Stalinist hellhole where you reduce human freedom, then you're going to have to deal with the externalities. Okay, you're going to have to deal with things like chronic homelessness. Your other option is get rid of the taxes, get rid of the fucking government, get rid of the fucking army, stop with the government bullshit, and then you don't have to take care of anybody but yourself. But the reality is, you like the bullets, you like the guns, you like dropping bombs on Syria so you can rip off their fucking oil. That's the truth. The truth is, you like your nuclear weapons. You like to play pretend. You, as a sodomite, enjoy your evil. God forbid you should have to be responsible for your own actions. You love to complain about people with student loans and homeless people, but God forbid your home should be valued according to reality and not according to Fannie, Freddie, and the Federal Reserve money pump. So yeah, I know what's coming. It's not going to be some peaceful acceptance. It's not going to be a general recognition of mistakes made. Very ugly things are coming. And you want to talk about bitter clingers, you know, Obama? There are no more bitter clingers than the people who feel like they are owed a house that accrues in value 5 to 10% year on year. They're bitter clingers. And they're clinging on to something that's a fucking fantasy. If you want to donate to this podcast, you feel free. Take care of your own shit first. Don't complain to me about it. If you meet me in person and say, I couldn't afford to help you, why the fuck did you? Why did you? The only time I ask for money is at the end and I tell you, take care of your shit first. What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay? That's my view. I'm not necessarily talking to any of my listeners right now. I kind of think they have common sense. But I will say that I've had listeners in the past, we'll keep it that ambiguous, who basically told me they sent me money they didn't have. Well, don't do it. Take care of your food, your water, your shelter first. Take care of people in your life that you care about first, okay? But long before you donate money to me or any other asshole, take care of those things first. If you're trying to set aside food for your family, which at this point makes sense, but truly a year's worth is optimistic, think about your pet. And remember, crazy shit is loaded into the shotgun of history. It really is. Some very, very strange stuff is ahead for us, but that doesn't mean the end of the world. So if you have the resources to take care of yourself psychologically, to give yourself a fucking break, before you send me any of your hard-earned money, do that first. And then send me whatever amount you feel is comfortable, to include the amount which equals zero. But don't you dare ever send me an email or call me on the phone or send me a text message complaining that you gave me money you didn't have. Don't you dare do that. Because I don't have a paywall and I don't expect you to pay. All right? It's Thursday, September the 21st, 2023. If you don't hear from me before tomorrow, I hope you have a great Friday. And I hope you have a great weekend.